Sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time. You eat them with syrup and butter. What would you call these?
Pancakes.
Would they always be made out of wheat flour?
No, not necessarily so. My mother used to make them from, well, I know she used corn meal sometimes, and they were very good. And then you can use buckwheat.
I like buckwheat.
I like buckwheat too.
You went to the store to buy two blank of flour.
Two.
Quantity.
Pounds.
What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda?
What would you use to make the bread? Yeast?
The inside part of the egg is called?
Yolk.
What color would you say the yolk of the egg is?
It's yellow. Gold.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
If you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into the hot water?
Poached.
What do you call the salt or the sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Streaker-lean or fatback.
When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it?
When you cut the side of a hog,
What did you call that part of the hog that you cut?
The I don't know what the side would be called.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs.
Bacon.
The outside of the bacon is called?
The rind.
The kind of meat that you buy and slice thin to eat with eggs.
That's bacon.
The kind of meat that comes in little links or a chain.
Sausage.
And who kills and sells this meat?
The butcher.
If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Spawn.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse.
And what do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Liver pudding.
Do you like it?
I never did eat
it. I had it and liked it, a little of it.
Yes.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No. No. I've heard of it, but we never did.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal? Maybe some hog meat and cook it.
Mm-mm.
And it says here that after it gets cold, you slice it and fry it.
No.
You don't know what they would call that?
Some kind of cheese, I think.
Suppose you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste?
Rancid.
Thick. Sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Thick sour milk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if it hasn't been churned, it's clabber.
Do they have another name after it's churned?
Buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.